Welcome, everybody, to this week's Monday meeting. Today is April 8th, 2024. Monday meetings are a chance for motion designers from around the globe to connect, ask questions, share inspiration, engage with industry-leading artists on a level playing field, and generally just have great conversations. I'm your host, Jen Van Horn, and also with me is co-host Mark Zenozia, and today we'll be discussing the NAB conference and conference best practices, so have your questions, topics, or tips ready. If you have a question, please use the raise your hand button in Zoom to be called on, and if you're unable to ask your question, please type question in the chat and we'll ask them for you. As usual, this call will be recorded, and if you have any concerns about something said on the call, let us know, and we will make sure to edit it out for the podcast release. So first of all, getting started, thank you for our Patreon supporters. We love your support. Thank you so much. And I think Mark and I are later this year are going to be talking about like what else we could do special for our Patreon supporters, since you guys are our special little group there. So thank you so much. Our Camp McGrath Australia tickets, are those officially off the table now, Mark, or are those still available?
Those are still available. Tickets are on sale until May 1st. So,
oh, great.
Yeah. So excellent. Still going.
All right. Great. Well, also on April 20th, get your refresh button finger ready for Camp McGrath USA presented by Otoy. It's in Chicago this year. And our sponsors, just shout out to Otoy, Maxon, Sony, GSG, Stash, all of our lovely supporters for that. And yeah, just get ready. You guys know how fast they sell out. So it is also on a Saturday. So just make sure you're up early for that. And, you know, we're hyped. We're super excited for that. Okay. So NAB is around the corner. I'm flying out on Friday. I'm really excited. Mark is presenting for the Maxon. I think a few of us on the call are involved in some way too with NAB. So we thought, you know, take this call and just talk about best practices when you go to conferences in general, whether you're going to NAB or not, or if you've gone and you aren't going this year, if you have tips and tricks. It's my first time going, so I'm really excited. A few things that I also got from the MoGraph.com guys were talking about NAB tips were get comfortable shoes. I have these really sexy Velcro orthopedic like nursing home mall walker shoes that I'm going to wear. I'm so excited. And I also got a couple of these charging bricks for $20 on Amazon. I'll drop the link in the chat and we'll put them in the show notes if you are looking for something like this. They arrived like the next day for me. And it's great because they have these like connections for my iPad and my iPhone. So I have a couple of those. And also, in lieu of business cards, I have all of my stickers of my imposter syndrome self-portrait that I did. And on the back, I actually wrote my Instagram handle. I don't know why. I like the homemade touch a little bit. I feel like people are less likely to throw them out if I actually wrote on the back of them. And otherwise, I'll have a link queue for anyone that wants to connect with me on my phone. I ran out of business cards, and the business cards I had still said I lived in Oregon. And so I was like, all right, well, pivot, plan B. So I'm excited to try to, you know, get those out to as many different people as possible and just meet really interesting people. I think for me going to this conference, there's a lot of pressure for, you know, like meet the right connections to get the jobs, but I don't really want to approach it like that. I really just want to meet interesting people because those are the people I want to work with anyway. So just have interesting conversations. So I'm trying to like collect as many weird questions that I could ask people. Like one of my go-tos is, you know, what is your favorite flavor of pie? Because everyone has a very strong opinion on what their favorite pie is. And I did that at Dash Bash, and I feel like that conversation went on for like an hour or something. We're all talking about pie. So I'm pretty excited. So if you want to raise your hand and, you know, let us know if you have any good tips. Also, one good tip I read recently is follow the food, because it's easy to strike up a conversation with someone if you're waiting in line for a drink or food. That's probably all of my tips that I
just want to reiterate something Ryan put in the chat here for your shoes is to break those things in. You're going to have to, I've made that, mistake before showing up with new shoes, which it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't the best either.
Yeah, I've been walking around in my apartment and I have the squishy insoles as well. So it's like walking on a cloud. Yeah. Natasha, jump on in.
Hi. I have a tip for the coffee at the convention center.
Okay.
Put the Starbucks app on your phone and then you can just order the coffee there. And then like 20 minutes later, just go pick it up and you can continue chatting with people. And you don't have to stand in that long, long, long line.
That's a great point. Also, I'm lucky enough where I'm staying with my aunt who lives a block away from the convention center. So I'm going to be trying to do as many breakfast, snack, and coffee things at her place so I don't have to pay for Starbucks, because I know Vegas gets really pricey.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, like anyone who is going out, staying in hotels or casinos, any of those, like your normal Starbucks drink is going to be double at least of what you're probably normally paying at home. But, you know, one thing that I'd love to tell people who've never been to NAB is to really just go explore. And yeah, like you got to just remember our like little motion graphics zone in like Adobe Maxon zone is very small compared to the entire show.
Yeah.
And as just like creatives that work right with screens and broadcast and media, like there's so much cool stuff from storage things to going to the other hall and like playing around with cameras and lighting and seeing all the new lenses from, you know, like Ari and all the other like, you know, high end manufacturers. Plus there's some good talks that are always happening. There's I like to tell people to kind of go in with a very open mind. Like if there's a few presentations and things you want to do for sure, that's great. And like hit those up, but like go get lost and like end up in this back corner of NAB where you will find all these cool little gadgets that you will never find on the internet. Like little like mom and pop shops that make like really cool webcams or something like that. But you would never find them on the internet, really. You know, you really have to just like go and explore and find these things. And I don't know. I've always really enjoyed like going and like playing with cameras and lenses. And I mean, they have all the broadcast stuff too. Who is it? DaVinci
Resolve.
What's the main company? Blackmagic, I guess, have a really big footprint there, and you can go and play with all their cameras. You can play with, they have different setups for broadcast stuff, for editing, for, you know, all sorts of things. And you can go and talk to the product people and get kind of like a demo from like the dude who invented Resolve. It's like, oh, wow, that's cool, you know? So anyway, there's some brilliant minds there, some really cool things to see. So definitely don't get stuck just in like Adobe Maxon land.
Yeah, I kind of went through and mapped out kind of where everything is, but I got so overwhelmed that, yeah, I have to literally just go wander around because I don't recognize the majority of the people that are doing booths there. And actually, Adobe and Maxon are quite far anyway, so just traveling between the two, I'm gonna probably
I haven't even looked at the map. Traditionally they've been like next to each other, but
they're the same hall, but they're like on opposite ends of the
okay hall. Well, so here's another thing too that I love about just exploring, and this will be my last piece. I see some hands are up, but you can almost walk around and see what trends are coming, because when, like, before like the personal drones were a thing, like you showed up at that NAB and DJI, there was all these companies with these drones that were consumer based. It was like, whoa. And then boom, everything, right? VR stuff. I mean, for a while they had the 3D televisions and stuff, but I went and sat in a demo last time I was there, which was pre-pandemic, but it was all about HDR and now shooting like HDR video and how that's gonna change and blah blah blah. And now, like, yes, we see that, you know. So if you kind of keep a little bit, you know, wider of a view, you can start spotting some trends, and there might be some business opportunity there.
That's awesome. I remember when I went to SIGGRAPH, they like had premiered the Google Surface, like the tabletop where you could play games. And they were like, these are going to be in every restaurant. They never did. I was like, man, that would have been so cool. I think they switched to like iPads. But yeah, I'm excited to see what kind of new tech kind of comes out. I've also mapped out like all the talks that I want and like prioritize the ones I have to see, the ones that if I'm could make it across to the other hall, to the other stage to see. And so I'm excited. Sunday is going to be a packed day, Sunday and Monday. Tuesday is going to be more chill, but yeah, I'm going to be zipping around like crazy. It's going to be fun. Augustine, you have your hand up. What kind of tips do you have?
Yeah, I was going to say two things. Is certainly what Mark said is like, go instead of going like the obvious choices, of course, there might be people you want to see and some like master classes or stuff, but then like learn cinematography, go check like sound design. Like there's like Mark said, there's a fair chance that you will be able to talk like directly to wizards from the industry, and that will like, to me, like my feeling is that will enrich your creativity way more than going and see more of the same. And you might see like cranes for cameras that will help you think about camera movements you didn't thought for your animation. Like there's so much things to see. And also like what's important is like the parties that come afterwards.
Yeah.
Those are an excellent place to meet people that you want to talk to. Cherry pick those, because there's parties freaking everywhere. It's impossible to do all of them. And again, like coming back to, you know, when we were talking in one of the other calls, like about networking, how to network and everything, don't go specifically to only parties where there's going to be motion people. Like go to parties where there's people in other industries, because there's a fair chance they will meet people like you, or a team like you, or you will be connected to other parts of the industry. So don't stay in the niche. Like NAB is like the perfect place to wander and like open horizons, let's say, and be wowed by stuff that you didn't even know that existed. Like specifically in the broadcasting sector, you're going to see some like crazy live chroma keying with live and real things happening in 3D space. So it's not like a volume behind the speaker. It's like the speaker is in 3D space and they move the cameras and everything is tracked in real time. And if you're a geek and you like those things, that's like insane to see happening in real time. It was like, okay, and in 3, 2, 1, we launch the thing. Everything vanishes. The guy is in a storm. And I mean, it's crazy. So yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point. And it's really important to remember that like our little world is the tiniest, tiniest little sliver of what this show is all about. Mm-hmm. And so like, just like Augustine said, you'll walk by booths and see crazy demos happening. And for me, it always gets my wheels spinning. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, so if this is moving like this for broadcast, how is this going to like graphically, how is it going to work? You know, I think back to like Patriot Act a few years back, right?
And yes.
Graphics all over the stage. And so just really starting to think out of the box, excuse me, but out of our little phone screen too, you know, I feel like so much is given to this little device that there's so many. I don't know why I said it like device. there's, yeah, it's just really cool to really, you know, your mind will be exploding with different thoughts and ideas, I think.
Yeah. And I'm starting my own like food recipe channel on YouTube. So they have a couple talks on content creation and that sort of, and like social media and stuff like that. So I kind of want to dig a little deeper into that, especially because I want to offer more social media services. So knowing any kind of, direction that's taking, like, I swear to God, if TikTok changes their safety again to make it even more annoying and off center, driving me nuts. So I'm just really interested to see kind of where that's heading too. So yeah, there's like the content creating site, but then there's the broadcast people. And then I worked in LA in post-production for years. So I'm kind of hoping I'm going to run into people that I worked with in LA. Oh, yeah. So
you for sure will see people that you're like, oh, whoa, oh my God, I had no idea you're here.
I'm excited. I love when like small world stuff like that.
Well, and here's a curveball for you. One thing that happens at NAB, for those who don't know, is a lot of companies launch new products. And as we all know, YouTube is full of these product review channels and product people that want to talk about all the new stuff. So think about that too. These are content creators already doing it, right? And maybe you see them out making a video and you engage them in conversation and, oh, we've been wanting to redo our graphics for our channel. Like there's so many different opportunities that might come up. I mean, I met Matt Workman. He has been doing a lot of stuff with like Unreal and kind of virtual production. I met him years ago, just like hanging out with my buddy and we were talking. He's like, yeah, I do like this thing. I use Cinema 4D for certain things. And anyway, connected through that. And he's got like a crazy channel, but I wouldn't have ever, you know, thought I would bump into someone like that, you know? But yeah, it's a great hubbub of creators. And people who can kind of talk your language and lingo, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to geek out over the same stuff. That's always the best part, for sure. And also, I didn't even know this, too, until I watched the MoGraph podcast about, I didn't know my phone had a low battery mode.
I'm going to be using low power mode. But you won't need it. You got two power bricks.
Two power bricks. Well, my iPad battery goes down so fast, and I'm loading up my iPad with all of the projects that I had that I can't post publicly in case anyone wants to see. Like I didn't realize how much in the last 2 years, how many ads for mobile like apps I have actually designed, concepted, and you know, and animated. And I'm just like, oh, I should probably put a reel together, but yeah.
Well, and that's another pro tip, like put your reel on an iPad or on your phone, like download it to it. So like if you're in conversation, you'd be like, oh, so yeah, this is like what I do. And you can scrub through it or whatever, you know, and you're not depending on a internet connection. Yeah. But that's definitely worth doing and just having it with you, whether you use it or not. It's better to have it than not. So.
Also, I need to get a little notebook because I don't want to be taking notes on my phone because that's just draining my battery life. So, and if I need to write down someone's handle and, you know, do a batch, you know, friend thing later on Instagram, I could do that.
Well, and let me say this too, and a little shameless self-promotion here. I will be speaking at the Maxon booth on Sunday afternoon and also on Wednesday late morning. Would love to meet anyone that is here or listening, like let's meet up in real life. Cause I'll be presenting, but then also they have a bunch of little demo stations too, that we'll be sitting at and hanging out and we can, you know, talk shop. But just to give you a little insight on what I'll be presenting about is, I do a lot of product viz stuff with Cinema 4D. And so it's going to be walking through my workflow with product viz, but specifically using takes and layers within Cinema because they're super, super, super powerful, especially for product stuff and like iterating versions and colorways and all the stuff. So, if you've never really experimented with any of those features in Cinema, definitely tune in and check it out. But yeah, we'd love to see other people in real life. So definitely come seek us out. And then I do see Dave from MoGraph is on the call today. And I believe you're running the stream. I just want to double check that. Yeah, he's waving. He's good. Okay, there he is. Dave, you stream it, but then it pretty much gets archived right up on YouTube pretty much right after, right?
Yeah, it's there immediately unless there's something wrong with it, knock on wood, where we have to re-upload it, but it should be fine. I was just writing in the chat, come say hi to me and Dryzen and Nick in the booth. We'll just be
nice
inside there. The man behind the curtain type situation, you know, Wizard of Oz.
I'll be lurking around too. So come get a sticker for me.
Well, and what Ryan put in the chat too, is that we're very fortunate as like our industry that Maxon and I think Adobe both live stream everything, but then post these videos soon after the conference, which means like, don't feel like you need to be tied to that presentation because you're never going to see it again. Sometimes it's more advantageous just to kind of always walk the floor and move around and like drop into presentations, drop out, whatever, but then always go back and revisit it online. But a lot of those side combos never get archived, right? Like the people you're sitting there with or walking with, you're not going to have recorded. So go take advantage of those times and like know that the recordings will be there.
Awesome. I'm pretty excited, actually. I want to get better at lighting. I feel like I'm terrible. I never really think about it, but now that I'm on camera more, that's a whole new world you can fall into.
Here's another kind of pro tip. Sorry to just keep talking about it, but like,
oh, please.
A lot of these companies want to demo their new lights. So like, it's not a workshop you would find on a schedule or whatever. It's just, they're going to do a quick product demo for 20 minutes, but they're talking about how to set up lighting. And so it's never has to be like an official workshop per se. Like these booths are always talking. There's always something going on. So you can find some cool things just like that too.
You probably get some good like conference only pricing on certain things too, I'm sure.
Yeah, sometimes they do. Yep, for sure.
I am also trying to be aware of when I'm packing, leaving space because swag, especially if you go early, you can usually get like the bigger swag. I remember with SIGGRAPH, that was a fun thing to get up early and who had the, you know, it was like Adobe and my Autodesk and ILM had like the greatest swag. I still have my Star Wars playing cards from ILM SIGGRAPH 07.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Are you going to do any of the nighttime parties?
Yes. Sunday night is the School of Motion Rive party, 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. And I know that they have free drinks and food for the first couple hours, I believe. Monday night, doing the Karamoki faux show with MoGraph. And Tuesday is the pinball Maxon party, which I'm still waiting on getting a little bit more info on that. From what I hear, there's usually transportation provided from the conference to the Pinball Hall of Fame. So, and then you have to go to the Maxon booth to get your wristband for that party. But for the Sunday night and the Monday night parties for MoGraph and School of Motion, you can get those on Eventbrite. And I think there are links kind of wandering around. We can probably post those in the show notes. I can get a hold of those.
Well, I just saw too that there's an Adobe thing now, Video Community Summit with Adobe on the 14th at 6 o'clock.
Is that a summit that you have to pay for though? Because a lot of those you have to like pay extra.
It says register now. I don't know. It was in the MDA Slack. Victoria from the After Effects team had posted it. So,
and is that Saturday?
Luminary speakers on the main stage. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to look more into that.
What day is the 14th? I have to check.
What day? 14th. That would be Sunday, right?
Okay. Yeah. So that would probably be before. Yeah. Because if the School of Motion one's at 8 and that's at 6. Yeah. That would be good. I know the School of Motion one's at Tom's Urban. Karamoki is at Go-Go Karaoke. And then pinball is at the Hall of Fame pinball.
Doors open at 6, presentations at 7:10. Okay. And then the event ends at 9, it says. So it looks like there will be a little bit of an overlap between that and the MoGraph meetup, maybe. But
yeah, I'll check it out. I really want to like keep also like my meals open to whoever I'm around. And then, you know, when everyone usually just goes like, hey, you want to go get food? And then you just kind of like wander with whoever you are. When I was at Dash Bash, I definitely tried to pick different groups to sit with for every like chunk of presentations, because I always knew like I would probably be going to lunch with those people. So that's how I learned more about the women animation group. Panimation might have stuff there. I have to like check with these groups to make sure that they're having some sort of lunch or something planned. And then Casey Effer at Mom and Mothers of MoGraph, like to get some people together for lunch to do that. Talking about possibly doing a high tea somewhere, because that sounds fun and fancy. Yeah. And then Mark, you mentioned in the chat, there's a tapas place. I'm so down for tapas. Who wants to go get tapas?
Yeah. Sure. So like if you walk out of the convention center a bit, there's, you know, you're kind of on the one end of the strip in a way. But if you kind of walk out more towards like just general, where general people live, there is like a tapas restaurant not too far away. It's within walking distance. Take this with a grain of salt, last time I was there was pre-COVID, so I don't know if that had changed anything, but the convention center food is not great, but they do sometimes have food trucks and stuff outside. So okay. If you skip the cafeteria and all that. But I would also say this, like if you can bring some like granola bars and things mm-hmm. that can kind of give you sustained energy for a bit as you walk, and you're not just eating like French fries and hot dogs and whatever cafeteria food they have.
Right.
Pre-made sandwiches. Also, for our friends that like libations, pace yourself.
Yeah, it's several days.
It's really easy
just because it's free,
fired up and hanging out with everybody and then hating life the next day. So
yeah, just because a lot of it is free doesn't mean you should mm-hmm. get your well fill.
And they pump those casinos full of oxygen to keep your blood flowing, and you're going and next thing you know it's 5 a.m.
yeah. No. No, they do that on purpose, like they don't have any windows, so you don't know, you lose track of time, so that like yeah. Yeah. And Ryan said in the chat too, just to make sure if you want to see a talk, definitely like put it on your phone, get an alarm or something. Otherwise you could just kind of totally lose yourself mm-hmm. for sure.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else tip-wise.
I remember hearing bring a water bottle, but be aware about how much you're drinking, because you don't want to be running into the bathroom super often because of lines. So pace yourself there. Also have an mm-hmm. accountability partner. Like I'm going with Casey, and we're gonna be pretty much buddies to make sure, like, okay, we're drinking water in between every drink that we have, and mm-hmm. you know, we're making sure that we eat, because actually that, you know, we're on an accountability group too, so we're always like, if someone's having a bad day, the first thing we ask is, did you eat today? Because usually mm-hmm. we haven't. So it's good to have friends that you can go with who's helping you stay on top of your basic health priorities, because it's exciting. Yes. You kind of forget, oh yeah, I need to drink water. Oh yeah, I should probably get enough sleep, take a nap or something.
Yeah, it's funny.
Every day in Vegas is 2 day.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm flying out Wednesday too, because I heard that if you stay later than that, it's like kind of a hellscape in the airport of everyone trying to get out at the same time. So
for anyone who hasn't been to, like, it's pretty easy to get Ubers or taxis to the hotels, but mm-hmm. don't think you can like walk from the airport to your hotel, because I tried that once. It's not, you
no.
can't.
Don't do that.
That was when I was in my naive days long time ago. But yeah, there's it's pretty simple. A lot of them will have like shuttles that go to the different hotels, but sometimes those can be a little bit longer to take, just because they're stopping at a bunch of places. I see in the chat too, Dave was saying, especially if you're in and around the monorail, to get a monorail pass, because one end of the monorail drops you off right at the convention center. So, mm-hmm. And actually, I've had some amazing conversations on that monorail. That's where I met the artist Brett Morris for the first time, and we chatted for a long time. And it's just great to, you know, I don't know, meet up with people and have a nice conversation on there before you hit the show floor, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, just plan on walking a lot. That's for sure.
Is anyone excited for like a specific talk that's going to be happening or anything like that? I could say some of the ones I'm excited for. Let's see. What did I put down here? Well, there's two creator talks that sounds pretty cool. State of the creator economy, and legal landmines and social media, what every content creator needs to know. I'm always big on making sure that sticking with, you know, copyright and staying within those rules, because they're getting a little weird with the AI stuff. So it's good to kind of have a thumb on the pulse of that. Also, connecting audience and content, a conversation with Francis Berwick featuring Terry Crews. I love Terry Crews, so I just kind of want to go and see him. Absolutely, for sure. Maintaining authenticity across platforms with Jamila Jamil. That one I'm very excited about. I love her. And it's true. You know, like we've talked about this before on this podcast about being your authentic self. And that's how you stand out and not being just like a carbon copy of what everyone keeps posting. You know, showing some vulnerability is a good thing. All right. Anybody else want to jump in with more tips and tricks? And why are people messaging
me? I'm just kind of scanning some of the like main presentations too. And it looks like there's quite a bit, I don't want to trigger anybody, but quite a bit of like what AI and media and Hollywood is, what all of that's going to.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting.
I almost want to like not see those talks, but talk to the people who went to multiple talks and what their impression of it is. I almost want to be slightly removed from the conversation. I don't know. I'll hear people talk about AI and then like my eyes will glaze over. I'm just like, I can't get into it. But kind of knowing a general gist is good. Yeah. Dave in the chat, AI is going to be the official buzzword of the entire show. I agree. That's why I like there's so much different content creation stuff. I think there's like a Disney's doing a talk, Marvelous Magic of IMAX and Disney on Sunday morning. Sounds kind of interesting, from the lens to the living room. There's about other stuff too, like color correction and Premiere. I might check that one out. There's a lot of different gals in gear are doing a bunch of different things. They're doing like a women's leadership summit, and then they have a couple happy hours and networking things. So that's pretty cool. Rise Women in Broadcasting, Networking and Wellness. They're doing like an event Monday morning. So it's 7:30. I highly doubt I'm going to be up at 7:30 after the going to 1 a.m. on a Sunday night at that party, at least. Unless they're offering, I don't know, like head massages or something. Then I might go. But yeah, there's some pretty cool stuff going on.
Well, and also like I definitely want to hit home, if we haven't already, that like I think this is more about like networking and meeting cool people that aren't all from our industry, and like take advantage of those moments. Like there's so many cool things to do in Vegas. I mean, we'll be there right in a week. Like MGM pool might be open. People like go and just like get a coffee, hang out at the pool for a little bit, like just kind of lean into those experiences, because it's don't feel like you need to be on the show floor from open to close. And you know, because some of those little side combos could be the reason why you were there, or, you know, the thing that you get the most out of. So,
yeah. Also be aware too of your body language. I've studied this over the last couple of years too, just because like, I think I've said this before on calls when I go to a networking event, it's really easy to kind of get closed into these little circles of chats that are going on, but making sure that you keep a foot or your side of your body angled out so other people feel comfortable to join your conversation, because there's nothing scarier than going to an event and having no openings and having to like literally force yourself into conversations. That's the worst feeling, especially if you're an introvert. So just like keep an eye out too for someone that looks a little deer in the headlights-y, you know, and adopt them and bring them into your conversation. You'll feel better and they'll feel better. It's just, it's a good practice, I think. Augustine, you had your hand up. Did you have something?
Yeah, no, I was going to just say, you know, like, I treat NAB as I treat off in Barcelona, in the sense of like, but it's kind of like paraphrasing what just Mark said, is not being on the floor like all day. Mm-hmm. It's just like sometimes hanging out just outside, or you heard that a group of people you connected is going to this place to just chill and have food and maybe come back later. Like, be catch those opportunities when they present themselves, because anyway, there's so much gear you can see. To me, at some point it becomes overwhelming. Also, it's too much noise and people and crowds and everything is grabbing attention and screens, and at some point your brain needs a rest, and what's better than just hanging out with people? And like Mark said, like, yeah, oh, we're going to the pool here, it's like, yeah, let's go, you know, like. And just, yeah, you might lose one or two things you wanted to see, but maybe these people you're hanging out will be way worthier than just seeing two more stands or two more talks. Because in the end, it has to be you have to enjoy it. It doesn't have to become like a core, you know, like something you have to go through. And you wake up like the third day going like, Jesus Christ, I cannot take it anymore. No, but because that happened, you know, like, even like off where there's not like stands everywhere and everything is happening kind of in the same place. At some point, like, you've seen so many talks and so many workshops that at some point your brain is like, nah, go get some good wine, just eat some tapas and, you know, like, enjoy the sun. And
all right, everyone needs to stop talking about tapas. I am so hungry right now. It sounds amazing. Also too, yeah, like, you can get like the sensory overload in these type of things is a real thing. And I'm excited I got some of those like loop ear, like kind of like the noise canceling things that people wear at concerts. I'm gonna bring that whenever I'm on the show floor to help a little bit. For me, it's just gonna be like around so many people that energy drain is gonna be no joke. So definitely slam in some energy drinks midday. Or a nap. I could squeeze in a nap. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. You know, while we're on the like kind of conference topic here, did anyone here go to off? Off just happened. What, this past weekend, I guess. I know there were some people in our circles that were out there, but anyone here on the call go?
Yeah, I'm following Haley. Haley went, posted a bunch of stuff.
It's always been on my radar of wanting to make it out there, but someday. But it looked like some really good talks went down. PJ Richardson gave a talk, and again, he'll be one of the firesides at Camp Mograph, Australia. And it just always seems like they've got some really great presenters, from, you know, studios to artists. And it seems like it's just a really great kind of creative meeting of the minds for Europe, right? And I mean globally, but I think it's, and correct me if I'm wrong, Augustine, if like off is kind of like, that's kind of one of the premier conferences over there, right? For
yeah, so the thing is, it started in Barcelona, now it's happening in multiple places in the world. They have one in Japan, they have a one in Mexico. Did they have one in the US? I can't remember. And I'm not going to say it's maybe the biggest, but it's where like really the motion design industry like sparkled the most. And it's also what I find really like refreshing at off is that you get to hang out with everybody. So there's no, like, there is a VIP section, and sometimes some stuff might feel still a little bit elitist now and then, but that people at some point has to come out, you know, like there's no like VIP door or stuff like that. So they enter and they get out from the same door as you. And people get caught in the energy of also the city. And so it's super easy going. And like, again, there's like, you can be attending the talks, for example, inside if you want, but they project those in the giant screen outside. There's like a stairs that like have a view over like a water surface, and then there's a giant screen there. So you can be just chilling in the sun, having like a cocktail, and there's like amazing workshops where people can collaborate to do art pieces. So it's very experimental in some aspects, if you want. And Barcelona is beautiful. So you can, from there, you can take public transportation and you go see Gaudí and all the amazing things. And it's a city that's super vibrant. As a tourist, be just careful with pickpockets because like, since it's a very, very touristic city, there's a lot of pickpockets. But other than that, like it's really great. And it's, I don't know, man, Spain.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely, if you haven't done it, just do it. Because, like, NAB, all this, that's a totally different vibe than this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How big is off, though? Like, the main one?
By big, you mean how many people are there?
Yeah, or generally. Like, is it this, like, is there another conference that you can compare the size to?
Oh, it's kind of hard to like talk about the size.
If it's like that, if you're comparing NAB to like Half Res or a Camograph,
like how big is Half Res, for example?
Well, let's just say Camograph versus, I feel like Camograph would be like 200 people.
It's bigger than Camograph in terms of like amount of people and talks and everything.
Mm-hmm. Like somewhere in the middle.
Never went to Half Res. I think it's just the right size. Let's say.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit bigger than like Blend was, size. Essentially.
Okay.
Like,
I mean, according to the internet, it's around 5,000 people.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, so
and like the internet halfway. Never lies.
I mean, you know, like when I say it's good enough in the sense like you get to cross people, you get to talk and everything. I think if they would go bigger, like change the place where they are, it would become like, it will lose the energy it has right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Awesome.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think I'm looking forward to this whole next week. It should be great. I'm excited to see people, things.
Yeah, cool hangs, good vibes.
Good food.
Pricey food. If I can get a reservation at that place where you can eat in the pitch dark, I'm so doing that. That sounds fun. Also, if anyone's getting there early, like I want to hang out with people on Saturday. That's like my touristy day to do fun stuff, possibly doing probably not Meowwolf, but maybe like the Neon Museum sounds pretty cool. And there's a lot of different cool places to check out. I just want to have like one really, really good food like experience. So anyone wants to hit me up who's going early. And actually, is anyone who is going, like, I would say in the chat, if you could raise your hand, if you are going to NAB and then we can lower all the hands. I just want to like get sort of a, all right. Oh, sweet. Yeah. Well, I knew about you guys. Oh, Matt, you're not going to NAB? Sad.
He is.
Oh, okay. Really? Yeah. I thought there'd be a lot more of us going.
I don't know how to raise my hand. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like NAB is like this massive conference, but again, we're such a small sliver of it. And like, honestly, a lot of times I'm just so excited to see motion people, but like see people from broadcast that I haven't seen forever. And like from LA and like you were, you know, mentioning before, because there's just so many random people that go to this thing. It's such a big conference. And I think the last time I was there, there's over 100,000 people that show up from all over the globe. I think there's an insane amount of like square footage for booths. Like I forget what the number is, but it's like insane. And so, yeah, like it's, you just never know who you will meet and where you will end up, hopefully in a good spot. Sorry. And yeah, I don't know. It's a fun conference for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited. Unless anyone has anything else to add, it's
probably wrap it.
Yeah, let's wrap. Also, just a reminder, if you haven't done your taxes yet, that's coming up. So, jump on that. Oh, also, we are down for 2 weeks. For the next 2 weeks, yeah. We're not going to have Monday meetings. But we have a Discord. So if you want to hang out in our Discord video channel, please do, and have some great conversations there. It's not recorded. So if you just kind of like need that little hit of social time on your Monday morning, please head over there. All right. Well, thanks everyone for joining this week's call. You can find us on all the social media platforms by searching Monday Meeting, except for Instagram. We're working on that. Audio for the calls are posted each week on your podcast app of choice or available with show notes at mondaymeeting.org. Have a great week. And for those of you going to NAB, we'll see you there. Otherwise, we'll see you in the next conference, I'm sure. Have a great week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.